Welcome, Chance for Cats. I am live here in Sacramento State, Sac State, home of the Hornets. Stingers up, everybody. I'm here with Deja Brown. She is a transfer student from beautiful College of the Desert, Palm Desert, California. She's originally from Illinois, though, so she's traveled around, a veteran as well. And she's up here studying exercise science. It is so great to meet you again and to see you. We are super proud of you. Welcome, Deja. How are you today?
Hello, Scott. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
I'm doing great. This is day two after finals. I'm feeling good.
Okay.
Exploring my options for the summer right now.
Very cool. I wish you guys could see it. It is a beautiful day. I'll try to paint a picture for you. I'm like in a park setting. There's beautiful trees all around. The birds are singing. We are outdoors, so you are truly getting Transfer Man alive. And it is in May, so this is a beautiful time of year. From being from the desert, this is quite a bit of a change in terms of greenery, no?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Is that one of the reasons you were drawn to coming up here?
Yes. Green is my favorite color, and I love trees. I love being out in nature and just seeing what it has to offer. So Sac State seemed like the perfect place to call home.
And it's funny because there's over 30,000 students here. It feels, I mean, I know today the finals are over, but there's a lot of life on campus.
Oh, yes.
But at the same time, you know, I'm watching the squirrel go up this tree and I'm feeling like it's like I'm in a university in the woods.
Yeah.
And we're so close to Sacramento. There's so much to do. Tell me about your journey thus far. And as a transfer student, what was it like coming here? Getting your classes. Tell me a little bit about the supports that you had along the way.
Yes. Coming here to Sac State, I thought I would be really nervous. I thought I would not be prepared. I was just assuming like all of these things, like I hadn't just been to school for the last 2 years. But then on my first day, I walked on campus and I saw all the trees. I saw all of these students bustling and moving around trying to get to class. And I realized that I'm prepared for this. COD prepared me to transfer. They prepared me in picking my classes and advocating for myself. And so from there, I went to meet my veteran counselors. Here at Sac State, you have general counselors and you have major specific counselors. I went to go meet my major specific counselors to make sure I was on track. Right now I'm currently looking for mentors in my field, and I think I found one, so hopefully he's down. And it's just building your own support here to continue to move forward and grow.
They were telling me that there's at the beginning of each semester there's a bunch of clubs and things like Club Rush and things like that. Tell me about some of the things that you've joined here.
Yes, so there is a big Club Rush, and they have it for a couple of days throughout the week. My first semester here at Sac State, I was going through Club Rush, and I saw the racing club. So I stopped by, and I was speaking to them, and they built their own race car, and they go race it in Michigan.
Okay.
And so I was like, yes, I want to do that. I want to work on the structure of this race car. Unfortunately, my classes coincided with the meetings, so I couldn't join the club.
But you're in exercise science and you want to work on cars.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Exactly. I feel like you have to continue to open your mind up to other things.
Right.
And so I am a third time College Corps fellow. I was accepted into the program here at Sac State. I'm almost finishing up my hours right now. And
you did College Corps back at the community college, right?
Yes, I did it for 2 years.
So College Corps, tell me a little bit about College Corps. How did you get involved in that? And how did that like transfer from community college to the 4-year?
Yes. So I started COD 2023 summer semester. And it was me getting back into the swing of school. I was out for a good like 2 years. And I knew that I was very shy, introverted, and I wanted to help.
You?
Yeah.
And you're doing a podcast. That's awesome.
This is what helps. And yeah. I really wanted it to work this time. I really wanted to put in my effort because I wanted to graduate. That's always been a dream of mine. And so when I was working at the Welcome Center at COD, I was speaking to Carolina, And I told her about a program. It was College Corps. And I said, I wanted to join, but I got scared and I didn't submit the essay. And she said that they were still accepting people. And she introduced me to Lisbeth Hurtado, who interviewed me and allowed me to be in the program, which essentially changed my whole college experience and granted me so many opportunities. And I knew that coming to Sac State, it's so easy to just stay at home and to stay to myself. It's a new city. It's easy to be I'm scared, but I wanted to continue to help the community wherever I go. So I applied for College Corps. I got accepted.
That gets an applause right there. There we go. There we go.
I got to work with two different gardens, and it's pretty amazing.
And so that's continued up here.
Yes.
Was that part of financial aid as well? Is that part of is that tied into financial aid or GI Bill or anything?
Yes. So College Corps, California Volunteers for All offers $10,000, and it goes in your financial aid package. And so I would advise people to be mindful when deciding to do College Corps and the impact that it does have on your financial aid package. For me personally, I had to I had to decline certain grants and other opportunities because I was pursuing this one.
Gotcha.
And so you really want to make sure what you're deciding to do it really does benefit you and helps you throughout the entire the entirety of your course.
Gotcha. And I brought up earlier that you were a veteran. Can you tell me a little bit about veteran services here for anybody who's listening?
Yes. So they have a veteran resource center. It is located in Lassen Hall. That's where I just came from. I love the veteran centers, even at COD. I love the veteran center. It just makes you feel just different camaraderie. And here they have three counselors that can assist you. There are so many waivers and scholarships, resources that are available. The GI Bill, for one, VR&E, which I am utilizing right now. There's another one for graduate students as well. And California offers waivers as well. So I would...
What branch were you?
Navy.
Okay.
Booyah. Booyah. So I really encourage veterans to go to their Veteran Resource Center.
Awesome. We were sharing before the show, my kids are one Navy, two Marine Corps. So, but all services are welcome here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Even if you're not the best with the Navy, right? Okay.
Hey, the best is the best.
There you go. Tell me about any other support systems? I mean, there was probably orientation when you got here. Housing. That's a big one, too.
Oh, yes.
Where do all the transfers live?
Oof. I will be honest. You stumped me. I don't know where the transfers live. I live off campus.
Yeah.
I entertain the thought of living on campus. They're actually building more on-campus housing right now.
Admissions was telling me about that. They have a partnership with an apartment complex that a lot of counselors live, but you live off campus.
Yes.
Did you find that through Facebook Marketplace?
I utilize all resources. Yeah. I utilize Zillow, Facebook. I asked around, I walked around, I used the scooter around. Yep. When I came here, I met a couple people. They gave me information. And so it was, I even, went to on campus housing just to see. I was getting a little nervous there at the end, but I found a really great place and he accepted veterans, and so it turned out great.
Cool. So, I mean, it was really pretty bold of you to kind of move up here. It's a definitely a different area. What do you think are some of the mental barriers for transfer students when they get here? We've heard about imposter syndrome, people who don't feel like they were prepared. Tell me about, did you feel prepared when you got here?
I did feel prepared when I got here. I was nervous. I think it was just this is a new school. You're just nervous. But when I got here, I just remember I already worked in a garden, or I already went to the Veteran Resource Center or the Pride Center. I've already been to counselors. Mm-hmm. If I had concerns about classes, I've been to the transfer man. I've been to VRC counselors. I've been to general counseling. I even went to a counselor in athletics to make sure everything was coinciding and doing well to get me here. And so when I got here, I wasn't nervous. However, kind of like putting the clubs in and putting all those extracurriculars in are a little bit harder than what I thought it was going to be. And so this upcoming academic year, I hope I'm a lot more involved on campus because it really helped me thrive as a student. And so I would say get involved on campus.
Yeah.
Do things that you enjoy, but also do things that will take you out of your comfort zone. Like I said, public speaking.
Working on cars.
I'm not a big public speaker, and I know nothing about cars and engineering, but it'll introduce me to people who are interested in those things, and maybe they'll be a patient of mine in the future. And so those
are things. Tell me about that. You said being a patient of mine. What do you want to do?
I want to be a licensed physical therapist in the state of California. I would love to work with children and veterans, but I'm also open to working with the population as an entirety. I am just very mindful of my body and the things that I put into it and the way that I work out and walking. And so I want to implement that knowledge into kids and into our veterans. There are sensitive people in our environment, and just that knowledge will help and health in the long run.
So your next steps are applying probably next year sometime for DPT programs, and that's exciting.
It is.
It goes by fast, no? I mean, you just transferred here not that long ago, it feels like. And, you know, people don't realize that for transfers, when you get in, you get into the environment, you get into the culture, and then you realize, wait, this is my last year already.
I've actually been thinking about that a lot. A lot of people just graduated this year, and I was like, man, I'm next. It's just so fast. It's like moving fast. But I'm excited because I have so many different ideas and ways I want to pursue going to DPT school. Because I can, after I graduate, I can apply and hopefully get into a school. But I also want to pursue the idea of taking a gap year and studying abroad and getting knowledge abroad. And Sac State has a program where you can study abroad and get an internship and come back, utilize that for like additional points for your DPT resume that will help you into getting into the program.
You could always teach for COD. You can always come back.
That's very true. That's very true.
Very, very cool. We do have a PTA program, by the way.
Yes, yes.
So if anyone's listening and you're interested in a physical therapy assistant program, check out College of the Desert. Anyway, I always love to ask my guests, tell me about some secret food or some place on campus that is a hidden gem.
A hidden gem. So we have...
What's your go-to? You're hungry. You know it's going to be good every single time.
I feel bad. I don't feel bad. I don't eat on campus.
Okay.
When I first got here, I made it a point that I wouldn't eat on campus. Just because I know I would spend a lot of money on campus. And there are so many places on campus, but there is a location on campus and it's called the Union. And it is where our food court is. It is where they have a place called Peak and Adventures. That is one of my favorite places.
Okay.
And it is a place where you can sign up for adventures like camping. They'll teach you paddleboarding, how to operate a boat, just so many different things.
Outdoor stuff.
The other day, he let me test ride a bike to let me know which bike is good for me. I didn't know that there were certain bikes that were good for you.
And sizes.
Yeah, I didn't even know about sizes. And so he let me do that. The Union has pool tables, arcade games. They host a lot of PS5 championship games, bingo, dances, comedy night. And so that's one of my places for that. But as an entirety, I just love walking around campus. It's just so amazing. Like in some parts it's very busy. In some parts there are absolutely no one. You think campus was shut down. And I enjoy that. I enjoy the balance of it.
Absolutely. You can hear the cicadas, it almost sounds like in the background here. It's really pretty, folks. I wish you could see this. Any final tips for the transfer students? I mean, you know, a lot of people don't look really outside of their own region they kind of stick, you know, to those boundaries in their own mind of, oh, it's just too far. I don't know anyone there. I mean, you took a leap of faith and you came up here. Any tips for folks?
Yes, definitely visit. I visit Sacramento 4 times. I had already decided I was coming here, but I still visited.
Yeah.
I believe it's like you or Kylie, and you said visit because you don't know if you get there, you'll actually like it. You could say you want to go there.
Right.
I visited the campus. I visited the city. I visited places where I think I would often go. And another thing is that support, like you have to find your support with where you go, or you'll feel like you're alone all the time, or you'll feel lonely. And then you'll be like, ah, I don't want to do that.
Yep.
But my life has changed and it was worth it. Taking this risk and this jump is worth it. And if you continue to pursue your goals and you find that they're worth it every day you wake up, then keep going. Keep grabbing the things that are made for you.
That's awesome. Excellent advice. And that is the music. So that is our episode today. I want to thank Deja Brown for being in today to give a student perspective of what transfer is really like here at the gorgeous Sac State. I want you guys to really check it out. And like she said, visit campuses. It's going to be your home for 2 years. So visit, get the vibe of it. And let me tell you, the vibe here, totally awesome. Thank you, Deja.
Thank you, Scott.